Hello.
Yes, hello, Mr. Washington.
Yes, it is.
This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
I'm cool. Thank you.
Good. Listen, Mr. Washington, I was looking over your file. I see that you have 30 hours a week. I know your caregiver is going through the employment process. I have your address at 1605 West Allegheny Avenue, apartment 211. Is that still correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. I have to get what is called your client service agreement signed. Just a document that has your caregiver schedule and duties as under the Medicaid waiver, something that the insurance companies have made us do for the last couple of years to make your client folder complete in case we ever get audited. I'm in and out. I come and get it signed. It takes me less than 5 minutes, unless you have any questions, which I encourage. But if you don't, I'm pretty much in and out of there. I'll be in your area tomorrow. Because I have about 5 people to see in that zip code, do the same thing before. Would you be available between 1 and 3, between 1 to 3 tomorrow for me to get that signed?
I have an appointment on. Okay, Wednesday is good because I'll be Wednesday is good. Wednesday is good.
Wednesday works?
Yeah, that works tomorrow between 1 and 3.
Yes, yes. Between 1 and 3. All right, that's all perfect. Right, I'll call you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You'll be able to start after this process?
I'm looking in the notes for you. They are pending. Something is pending for him. This isn't for him. So this is just for your client folder, not his employee stuff. But I'm looking. There was a note done 4 hours ago. Background check is still pending. So they're waiting for his name is what, Jason Johnson?
Yeah.
They're waiting for PA to come back with his background check. Once his background check comes through, then they can start. We used to be allowed to start the caregivers before the employee file was completed, but the state stopped that about 3 years ago. We used to give a 30-day grace period. Like, you filed the application and work, and then during that time, you can get it done, right?
Yeah.
Nope. State shut that down about 3 years ago. We had an audit from Keystone, and they were saying, like, until the employee file was complete, any money billed for then, we had to pay back.
Oh, okay. So, I understand that.
Yeah, that they just, every year, they get more and more strict with clients like yourself and also with agencies like mine.
Yeah,
that's the difficult. And I used to work for Keystone, actually, 5 years ago.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah, I've been in the industry for 20 years now. So I've seen the change. So we got to put everything together first before we can actually have him start. So it's a pain because we like to start ASAP, especially since we have an authorization.
Yeah, I've been going through this process for the last 90 days, it seems like. And just seems like I'm just getting it's tiresome.
I can dig it. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, your authorization only started with us. Let me see.
We've been going,
I do that also. I do waiver. I help, but I've been doing that on my own for the last 10 years, and it is bad for Philadelphia County. It's the worst I've ever seen. I got 15 people right now waiting to get approved. Just waiting.
Jesus.
Yeah. Just waiting. I mean, literally, I have somebody. I submitted her banking statements on June 8th. I just got an email right before I called you. That said, they have not reviewed them. They have not uploaded her bank statements. Mind you, they were sent on June 8th. We are in October.
That's the same crap I heard all summer long. For the last 90 days, I had to go back and say, when did I start? I started in June. So that'll be great. I'll be grateful. Yeah, come by tomorrow between 1 and 3, and I'll sign it. No problem.
All right. Fantastic. I appreciate it. I will I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Washington.
You have a great day, man. Thank you for letting me know.
All right. Absolutely. You too. Okay.
All right.